Hi, I'm Austin.
I'm Josh.
I'm Justin.
Hey guys, have you seen Edge of Tomorrow?
Yeah, I think we went and saw it in theaters.
I didn't see this in
Ooh,
theaters.
we are back to standards here, everyone. It's not some Sandler nonsense. It's not some live action stuff. Although I gotta give Dora props, that was a lot of fun. We're on the Groundhog's Day list, so we're getting back to it. Josh, Edge of Tomorrow, you've never seen this movie, so what we do here on the podcast is whoever hasn't seen it gives a brief rundown, a description of what they think the movie's going to be about based solely on the title, Edge of Tomorrow.
And
I'm
the
glad I
fact
know
that
this
you
is a.
said that it's the Groundhog's Day
It's
list.
the Groundhog's Day list.
I'm glad I know that because this is another not helpful title, really.
I had to give him something, Justin.
Maybe. So, what's the Groundhog's Day loop, right? I guess it's like a person trying to get, just trying to last through the day and, get to tomorrow, and you just can't.
Ooh, like
But,
if the rules were if
what's the
you
premise?
stay awake all night, you can move on.
Maybe he just has to
Maybe, but
survive the day.
yeah, but like what's the conflict, right? What's stopping from surviving the day
What's
here,
on
right?
the edge of tomorrow waiting
Edge
for
of
him?
Tomorrow sounds kind of edgy, I guess. Maybe it's like a zombie movie or something.
Oh, that would suck if you're stuck in a groundhog's loop on like the day of the zombie outbreak.
Yeah, you have to you have to break the loop, but you're stuck in a very bad zombie situation and you have to
Are the
do
two
a very
connected?
specific sequence. What
I
do you
am at
mean?
like the time loop and the zombie thing, or are they totally independent?
If you
No,
solve the
I'm
time
assuming
loop,
they're
are the zombies
independent.
gone?
Like our protagonist works in a museum and there's a zombie apocalypse and he falls through the basement and finds like an ancient
He finds
relic.
an ancient Egyptian time travel device or whatever,
Okay.
and yeah, or a future time travel device, and
Yeah,
he.
a future Egyptian time travel
Yeah.
device.
He has to, but
We
to
watched
use it, he has
Stargate.
to get out of the museum. It's
Yeah.
like Night at the Museum, but you want to get out of the museum.
Ooh, escape museum
And
instead of
Robin
escape
Williams
room.
isn't in it.
No,
Yeah.
sadly. Yeah, like an escape room, but an entire museum.
Right, and
Cool.
it's full of zombies.
Yeah, I could see that being fun. A lot of puzzles, a kind of a closed room horror
Yeah,
or a closed
you have
building
cool
horror.
fight scenes where he gets into like a weapon room. Like uses some weird weapons and
Ooh, so
stuff.
he's got some training.
Maybe he's like a security guard, yeah.
Okay. He's like, this ancient trident is exactly like my baton they gave me in training guard
Yeah,
school or
right.
security guard school.
Yeah.
Justin, you were a security guard for a while. Did you go to Security Guard
Was.
Academy?
No, I was the level that they didn't care if you had any training.
Yeah. It would be really interesting to see some of that training, though, right? I imagine. Sir, stop. Do you work
Yeah.
here?
It's a lot of just teaching you how to harass homeless people.
Very important skill to pick up quickly and
For
efficiently.
being that's like your main thing, is keeping people away.
Right? When the building's not open. I'm sorry, this building is closed. Move along. It's big and empty, but it is closed for business. You cannot come in. Yep. That's
You
neat.
can't even just stay in the warm corners
No,
or
no,
the
no.
shade that it provides. Not allowed.
Because that might make the building look bad when the building's in off hours. What if it's about a building security guard at a museum? I like that. Then the zombie outbreak happens. Yeah. I like where you're going with this, Josh. This is a good idea. And
I bet it's not that at all.
he just kept getting bit over and over and waking up like the day of the invasion, and he's like, "Well, better go to work."
Yeah, yes, he still has to go through his like day routine. Still survive like a couple hours of non-zombie apocalypse first.
A couple of times he like dies in the car on the way to the work. I don't know. A thing falls on him. Yeah, all sorts of things could happen.
I wish we'd
It's
see one of these Groundhog's Day movies where the loop trigger isn't death. Like that makes sense, but like what if it was something
what
else?
if it was a word? Oh, that'd be obnoxious.
Yeah, you have to like stop. Oh, like not just you, anyone. And like if anyone says the word, the
Don't
loop
say
triggers.
it. Yeah.
You're it's like you're really like a kid's summer camper, or and like you have to keep reliving like some annoying situation, not like a dire situation.
See, there are so many ideas for Groundhog's Day type movies.
Yeah.
Sadly, all of them on my list, spoilers, including Happy Death Day,
Oh, Happy Death
are.
Day's on there. Good.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
the
that's a
last one.
death
We're
one.
rounding it out with a really high note, I
Okay.
hope.
It's newer, yeah.
I believe all of them, death is the trigger. No
That,
spoilers or nothing.
yeah, I'm not surprised.
I mean,
That's
Groundhog's
fine.
Day, there were a couple of triggers. He could fall asleep or die.
Right. Or die,
Yeah,
yeah.
a whole, like, you get a choice.
Sure.
So, this is 2014, just to give you an idea of the year.
Okay.
We're going in order. I wanted to make sure we saw Groundhog's Day first. That's the one everyone
Sure.
references. I could have saved it for last, and you would have felt what it was like. But we're going chronologically. And
Like
yeah,
it's fair. Kill
there's
it in
really
that
not a lot
order.
to go off of, like, without giving any spoilers away as to what this is, if you don't know. It does have returning stars from
Okay.
previous episode.
Does it have lines?
I think this is too new to have any memorable, memeable lines that have stuck with
Okay.
us. It wasn't big on the lines as far as I know. One of the char or actually a lot of the characters in this have lines that were very popular in other movies. Is that spoiling it? Telling him who's in it, Jesse?
No. I mean, I've already made my
Yeah,
pitch,
you already
so
gave the
go ahead.
synopsis, so yeah.
Let's see if you even remember who these people are.
Probably not.
Bill Paxton.
Nope.
He has been in so many previous episodes, from RoboCop, Terminator 2, Aliens, the second Alien.
Okay.
He's the one who famously in Aliens says, "Game over, man. Game over."
Oh,
Yeah.
I knew you'd recognize that line.
I recognize
Our
the line.
second big star that I know has been on the show before, Tom Cruise. And you have to know who Tom Cruise is, right?
I recognize the name. That's
Really?
about
We
it.
showed you a picture of Tom Cruise. You don't think you'd recognize him? I'm a.
Could you Google Tom Cruise for me real quick?
I would recognize them as Tom Cruise, but if you had not told me that, I probably wouldn't. Like, if you just showed me a picture, I might
It
not be
was
able
like,
to tell
who
you
is
they're
this?
Tom
You
Cruise.
wouldn't be
Yeah, I might
able to
go, who
say.
is this? I might recognize them as, like, some kind of action star or whatever.
All right, let's
But
see
what has he
about.
been on the podcast, though? What Tom Cruise
Yeah,
movies have
when?
he done?
We did the other sci-fi movie, which I really
Oh,
liked
yeah,
at the time.
Oblivion.
No, we never did Oblivion. We did Minority Report.
Oh.
That was a previous episode.
Oh, that's an oldie. Yeah.
I'm not sure if Elizabeth Blunt has been on the podcast before.
Don't recognize the name. That's not an
I feel
indicator.
like she might have been in a pony movie. I'm gonna look it up on IMDb.
Yeah, I think she
Sure.
was.
I feel like she was in.
The lightning one.
She was Tempest Shadow.
Oh, okay.
Or Fizzle Pop Berry
Cool.
Twist?
Yeah, Fizzlepop Berry Twist, yeah.
What is that? Why are there two names for this character? Or is it the same person?
Because Fizzlepop was, yeah, it's the same character. Fizzlepop was her original pony, and then she changed her name when she became a bad guy.
Oh, I remember now.
Yeah.
Oh God, what if one of the days we got stuck in was the day we had to watch the pony movies over and over,
God. There are
Jesse?
worse movies that we
Well, at least we wouldn't
Yeah.
remember. Oh, I guess we would remember that we had to watch it over and over.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And Josh would be
But
like,
wait, would
"No
all of us
excuses, you can't."
remember?
No, just you. And we're like, no, Justin, no excuses. You can't make up a Groundhog's Day excuse. You have to watch this movie.
You can, like, have me fill you in on, like, the 9 seasons of history every day. You can just ask me to talk about another episode.
Eventually,
yeah, what if I just explained the movie plotline by plotline?
Not the
like,
movie.
See?
Not the
I've
movie.
Seen this before!
Yeah, you can't break the loop until you have appreciation for Gen 4. First, you have to hear from me, you know, in vague recollection.
Cut to a montage, and Josh is pulling out, like, a whiteboard and cork and tacks and, like, all these slash fictions he's written and, like, stacking them up.
But since I forget to, you have to convince me to talk to you about it every day.
Every day. You have, like, a pony passphrase that only you and a couple of bronies know. And Justin just is like clip clop, and you're like, come into my lair. I imagine you call your lair, your bedroom, your lair. I don't know, very Vincent Price sort of.
It is very Vincent Price.
So we're gonna get to it. We're gonna watch The Edge of Tomorrow. Who knows how many times? And we'll be
yeah,
back.
Who knows how many tomorrows we will see?
Who knows how long we'll be edging before we reach tomorrow? Here on Have You Seen.
No, I turned wrong. Left your heart torn. Is that what devils do? Took you so long. Where only fools go. I shook the angel and you. Now I'm rising from the crowd. Rising up to you. Filled with all the strength I find. Nothing I can't do.
And we're back, live, on the news. Aliens have thrown a meteor at Earth, and it contained
really weird aliens that you can't really look at because they're blurry and move.
It's like they had, like, a CG bit, and just, you know, like, in paint when you screw, like, drag it, and it, like, duplicates
yeah.
the thing? It's like they just did that. Like, one little alien leg, and then just duplicated it into, like, a mass.
And made it real wiggly and slimy.
Yeah.
They called them mimics. I really appreciate when we have a movie that names the alien and doesn't just call them, like, the Force or the alien. Or I mean, they called them actual mimics, and there were alpha mimics. And
did they say why they called them mimics? I don't
yeah,
know.
I don't get why they're called mimics.
And that
what
one
did
guy...
They mimic?
Had
what did
a
they
shirt
mimic?
That said "mimic this," the big guy.
Right.
Yeah, but what did they mimic?
Humans, like that they
No.
Humans?
I don't think that. Well, maybe that. Now, Justin.
Oh wait, yeah, they did mimic like battle, right? Like, cause it has to be initiated.
Now I'm going to give Josh a half a point here. Maybe they were trying to mimic humans. Everything looks different out there in the vastness of space. Maybe that's their closest approximation they could get to us.
Sure.
Just big yellow and blue blobular starfish that are a little bit temporal.
Alphas look a little bit more like tigerish.
2 years have gone by at first, and we're still in the opening crawl. Aliens have taken most of central, it looks like Asia, and most of Western or Eastern Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Then 5
mm-hmm.
years go by and we're still in the opening titles and the news is up and humans are finally turning the tide. They're like, oh shit, we made power armor and the average Joe can now run and punch and shoot with like a week's training. We're going to win because what humanity always has a lot of in these situations,
people.
Usually in these movies, that's the alien's advantage. I kind of like that twist on this. Like, this is very akin to a Bug Hunt movie, like Aliens, the second one, or Starship Troopers, We have people in power armor with futuristic weapons who are using drop ships to take out alien mass like scourges, but it seems as though it was a mistake to fight us on our home turf.
I don't know if it was a mistake.
Well,
we got a pretty good advantage.
In the long run, it is a mistake, and we'll find out why later. But
sure.
Purely strategic, yeah, okay. They got a good thing going. They got a numbers game. They just whip out meteorites, and they're like a virus waiting to strike.
I know that you usually like to talk about these things a little chronologically. We've all watched this movie,
uh-huh.
And the time on it makes...
It's my first time through.
It's
no, it's Josh's first loop and our second loop.
Yeah.
That's what you call Groundhog's Day iterations, not days, loops. I'm going to establish it right here.
So they explain. I don't think we get explanations in a lot of in Groundhog's Day,
no,
right?
We get like, pretty good explanations in this. It is, I'm going to say, a solid sci-fi.
They're like, okay. Stuff happened, you got the power, like the aliens have the ability to rewind time. So, that's how they're beating us, right? They're like, they're going, there's a battle, and they just keep replaying it until they win.
Yeah, they're playing us
then
like
moving
a real time
and then moving on.
Nobody besides one person knows that that's actually happening.
Well, I don't think nobody besides one person, I don't think for a while anybody knew. And
yes.
Then someone killed an alpha.
Right.
The Angel of Verdun. Emily Blunt, she has had this experience in Verdun. She was splashed by, the alphas are blue, and they say there's like one in 6.5 million. They're very rare. But
yeah,
they,
and they're like obviously
so, so to explain why this hasn't happened yet.
They have the temporal power. If any of those alphas go down, there's the mother brain. Yeah, we can skip around a little bit in our explanation. I feel like you need to in this sort of sci-fi.
For sure. Like, this one specifically, we can't go in chronological order.
Oh, no. Even worse than Groundhog's Day, where we're like, oh, he learns a bunch of skills. He does. He does the exact same thing in Groundhog's Day, and we'll get to some of the iterations. The loops? I already forgot my word for
loops.
It.
The loops.
Yeah.
We'll get to some of those. But yeah, there's a mother brain that's connected to all the alphas, and they're like the commanding officers on the field, the sergeants.
What do they call them? Omegas?
Alphas.
I think they call them. No, they call the blue ones alphas. What are the brains?
Oh, the mother brain. I'm just.
That was Omega.
It's not mother brain, but yeah.
Pretty sure it was Omega.
I think it's Omegas.
The main thing they have to kill is the Omega. Yeah.
They're using the alpha and the, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. It's very militaristic. It's
and to make simple.
And then mimic. They're using alpha, omega, and mimic.
Because they're like the drones, right? They would be like the bees or the ants that just go out to kill.
Sure.
But
those other ones are so rare, like, I don't know.
We meet
how many of these aliens things you think there are? I don't get the inkling that there's all that many of these aliens.
You see,
like I think humans outnumber them.
At this
for
point,
sure.
Yes. And I don't know how fast they reproduce or how they reproduce. Maybe they don't even need to. Maybe there's a set number and they can just reset time until they get.
That's what I'm saying. I'm thinking their main strategy is we can reset time until we win.
Now it
is because when they get to the base, there's not that. There's really not that.
Not at the base,
there.
But they are getting wiped out on the Eastern Front.
Yeah, they put all their focus on the.
There
this
are
one battlefield.
Probably as a couple million. I'm gonna say on Earth, three
well,
million.
Okay, what I understand is like the aliens' strategy here. Is that they like lured the humans into a false sense of security of like thinking we're gonna win by doing this final strike?
Yes.
And it was like you're dumb.
They're just like
you had no chance. Yeah. This is just us setting an ambush.
And it's also a way for the aliens to draw our most powerful weapons to
test
yeah.
us. Yeah.
It is. It's a video game for them. They can just hit reset any time and be like, okay, we know they have rockets here. Station somebody under them so when the rockets go off. Boom, we're behind them. Really quick, let's get to our main character. Cage is seen entering the movie in a lot of these news programs. He's an officer. He's a face for the military. He's a recruitment officer. So yeah. He's going around and
he's one of those guys that went to college for the army instead of going and like does not battle. He doesn't see combat.
Yeah. He's like a propagandist in like the purest sense. He's the one recruiting people for the military. And I don't know what he did to piss off one of his higher ups, but he really pissed somebody off, right? Like, this doesn't just happen.
When you get sent to battle?
He gets sent to someone's office. Let me look up this character's name really quick.
I feel like I remember this character.
General Brigham.
Yeah, played by Brendan Gleeson. Wonderful actor. Even in this, great stuff. He's been in stuff with Colin Farrell before.
Yeah.
So good. The Guard was the one I was thinking of from 2011. He gets sent to this guy, and this guy's just like, hey, tomorrow morning, we're launching the biggest offensive we've ever launched, and we want you to be there, boots on the ground, and does he say film it at first? I think he does.
Yeah, I think he wants him to film it.
And
I think that's another. I think that's the reason they want him to be there, is because he's the face.
And they think they're gonna win. So
he has to piss somebody off, though.
Well, he does in the conversation. It goes from
even more.
Oh, you're just gonna
be in
the film it to like, okay, you're arrested now.
Yes, because he tries to blackmail him, and that he's like, you're like, all right, get out of here. Has him
really chicken shit blackmailing attempt.
I know, right? Like, a lot of boys are going to die in the war against aliens, and I'm going to say
I'll just tell everyone you suck. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And he's going to be like, oh, I'm sorry, we were in a war against aliens. he has him arrested, tased, knocked out, and here is where he is going to wake up for the remainder of the film. On a pile of bags, on a cold, wet Air Force base, one day away from storming the beach with all the aliens on it.
This is where we meet all of our characters that we're going to see throughout the movie. Bill Paxton being the Master Sergeant.
Master Sergeant Farrell.
Giving an excellent dressing down to Tom Cruise, pretending like he doesn't know who he is at first when he does, and doing like a whole... some weird mind game thing with him.
This was fun because we just watched a terrible, terrible movie with Bill Paxton last night. And I forgot he was in this 100%. So this came on and I was like, all right, redeem yourself. You're in another Aliens movie. Let's go.
What was his big thing? Tom Cruise was a cowardly piece of shit, but he had an opportunity to redeem himself in battle.
We fight.
Glorious.
That's
combat.
What we do.
Glorious combat.
I forgot to mention the beginning of this movie. I just wanted to say there's a lot of these computer maps with red all over them. The aliens are spreading. And I just remember during the pandemic, they had these same maps with red waves all over them. And the news. It never changes. Bill Paxton tells the entire squad that he's a deserter, which is just a real, real shitty way to meet your squad that your life is going to depend on.
Yeah, for sure.
This is, from here, the day keeps going the same. He gets suited up in power armor, gets dropped
onto the beach. He doesn't know anything that he's doing. It's lots of jokes about, like, oh, this guy doesn't even know how to turn the safety off on a gun.
This guy's never been in power armor with multiple ammunition types in it and stuff. No, probably not.
We get like all the quirks of the people. There's like the guy who's been in combat a bunch of times. I recognized him, Ford. He's in those DC shows that were on not Fox.
Well, okay.
Like Riverdale.
You know what else he was in? Previous episode, Attack the Block. This is Franz Drame.
He was in Attack the Block?
He was definitely in Attack the Block, another Bug Hunt movie, if I do say so.
Yeah, he was in Attack the Block.
He played Dennis.
Oh, but anyway, he was in DC Legends of Tomorrow.
Okay. Josh
could light himself on fire.
Oh wow, Attack the Block and this are really similar. If they had won in Attack the Block, like, and the kids hadn't beat them, it could have turned into a full-blown Edge of Tomorrow situation. 100% better monster.
The monsters 100%. In Attack the Block are way better designed than the monsters in this movie.
Josh, like, do you remember that one at all?
Way better.
I remember it was another, like, alien movie, but it was, like, a bunch of teenagers in Britain or something.
And they're riding their bikes around hitting aliens with baseball bats. But the aliens are, like, supernaturally dark black with glowing mouths and eyes. Eyes, just, like, glowy blue mouths.
That movie, if I remember, was a little more fun than this.
In its own way, it was a lot of fun, for sure.
This feels like one of those movies that's like wants to be like Starship Troopers, but it doesn't do it as good.
Yeah,
as
it like
Troopers.
Kind of leans into comedy and then like doesn't. It just like goes into the action a lot.
And that's because the people around Tom Cruise are very funny, and their reactions to Tom Cruise are funny, and he can bounce off of people in a really natural way. But by himself, Tom Cruise cannot be funny.
He turns into a very serious character.
Difficult
very quick.
For him, even with Emily Blunt, because he's meant to be like falling for her.
Yeah.
It turns into a very serious relationship really quickly. And I agree. When we get to that long car ride and end up at the farm, it drags for a little bit.
That's where I was falling asleep.
That's the one part where.
Because they try to crank up the romance that was based on nothing.
Nothing.
Like,
once
they all
again,
this implied romance of, like, oh, he's been in time loops, and he's probably been romancing her. Look, he knows her middle name, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Such a weird premise for a romance, because we haven't gotten to it, but it's like an Adam Sandler movie.
And that he gets the girl, and he does all the things, and...
She was the angel of Amsterdam. No.
it would be more believable if they were just like, yeah, they've been through infinite combats together, and she remembers, maybe she also remembers it for some
reason. Well, she did it the first time, so it kind of makes sense because she is truly one of the only people that understands what he's been through.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like if they both had the loop powers and they both remembered, then like they've been repeating the same day a bazillion times.
Here's the question. What determined when he wakes up? I get that he got the reset from killing the alpha and like the alpha blood getting in his blood and somehow that got him the ability of like
so
when he dies.
I have a theory about this.
But why is it then?
Because
when he wakes up
the alpha
there?
It knocks you back so far. Like, there's a certain strength to the alpha blood, and it would have to be when you regain consciousness. It couldn't be, like, midway through a conversation. Oh, how fucking awkward would that? You start your day, like, at a bar because you didn't get any sleep, and you're just rambling, and the guy across from you has no idea, and that's where you have to start every single time.
For sure.
If there's a certain amount of power to the blood, I assume there's like reset points. And
yeah, it kind of implies that the angel of Dunn also kind of reset by a day. Yeah, like they don't. It's kind of like shut up. It's the movie premise.
And you think
like,
it's
don't
just
think about
you
hard.
Think it's just conscious. Like whenever he first regained consciousness,
probably regained consciousness. Yeah. Or maybe because he got shocked, like, it was more traumatic, so it sent him back to that point.
Maybe. I don't know.
Because there's a day between. He does...
But then why, when he gets the blood at the end, he goes back farther?
Oh.
You're right, Austin. There's a day between. He goes to sleep.
We never see that. We never see that once.
Well, they talk about it.
Well, I know.
And you're right.
Yeah, it is the night before the
assault. So he has to go to sleep and wake up again.
No.
So it must just be like a length of time. You go back this much time.
Or he got shocked and that like reset his system or something. But also, Josh, Mother Brain has stronger time.
Oh, it's different blood. Yeah,
it's
stronger blood. It's
not different.
Blood.
It's just more
stronger.
Concentrated.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Fine. Fine. I'll buy that.
Okay.
So why didn't they just go try to hunt down another alpha to get Emily Blunt the powers back?
I don't think she wants that, man. He's been in this thing for how many years? He becomes.
They could have at least had a line. It seems like a really obvious plot.
I know.
Why don't we find some other?
Why don't we make a
get
time
some more
squad.
People? These powers. That would have been cooler if the movie was like, we have to get a team together, or like the Expendables, and he has to, you know, he gets all those people that we meet for 5 seconds, and then are suddenly
that would
event
be
at the end
so
of them.
Cool.
Like that would be cool.
What if? The plane's going down at the end, and one of them winks at him, and he's like, I've been here the whole time, too, man.
But there's too few of them.
Anything.
There's too few of them. That's the excuse, right?
There would be even more of, like, because they want you to fill for these people whenever they die at the end.
Yeah.
You know, the people that we haven't spent any time with.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. If we had
done... Make a team of time cops.
If we
That's what I mean. If you reset with
I
a new person, we learn about all the people. Like, great.
Every time you would learn more and more about each of the people. And then whenever it's like, okay, once we actually do this, we have been dying and coming back.
Yeah.
We're not coming back this time. We're dying.
Yeah. That
to finish this.
We have changed the game from like easy mode to hardcore mode.
Then every loop I would like care because I'm going to learn something new, but...
And then they're all kind
of
like giving each other looks and coordinating their movements during the day perfectly.
We could get the same day. We could get the same day from each of their perspectives.
Yes, and they're like, okay, you have to get these explosives from this part. You have to commandeer one of the drop ships. You have to, Now, what if we get that in like Edges of Tomorrow's?
So there is a sequel.
No way.
Get to it. There is a sequel planned before COVID, and then COVID happened, and everyone is kind of like, maybe not.
Yeah, probably not.
But
really
there was a sequel prequel plan, and everyone was on board, apparently.
Like Emily Blunt's story, the prequel?
I don't know. They said there was some weird in the wiki. It's like, this is going to redefine how sequel prequels are viewed. It's going to be revolutionary how we do it. So I kind of think it's like, you know, when he gets the alien power at the end, he like accidentally goes back in time again to like wait for the past. And like, maybe he can stop the aliens from invading at all.
Ooh, like
something
he bites a mother brain.
But we saw what happened at the end of the movie here.
Yeah, but he still has the powers, right?
No,
he didn't lose them.
I think he loses them.
I think he lost them. Because the whole premise was that he had to die that day or else because she lost her powers because she didn't die in a day. Like, she lasted past a day, so she
lost
the
But then
the
he
powers.
Gets the mother brain powers and resets,
but
right?
The mother brain's more concentrated, so it shot him back further. But then the mother brain died, so it can't reset the day. It was in charge of resetting the day.
The reason time kept restarting when he died is because the blood being on him confused the mother brain into thinking it was an alpha die.
Yes.
And that
because he has the alpha powers. Mm-hmm. Right, sure.
Yeah.
It triggered the synaptic response.
But now that the mother brain's gone, there's no more time paradox.
Right, except for that last one.
Last one. You get one last more, time. A real good
Whatever
one.
The one where it's like, oh, okay, this never happened.
Yeah, it resets, and then I guess it dies in the middle of the reset, so they all just stopped.
Thank goodness. Because we need a happy ending after something like this.
I honestly would have preferred, like, I was kind of hoping that it was a bad ending.
Because, like, it gave no teeth. I was just like, fucking really? Like,
I know.
Like, everybody's just fine.
Everybody's fine.
Yeah.
I know. I felt the same way. Like, if it had been, like, the Mist ending, ooh, so much better.
Well, that's the second problem I had, right? Is that, like, the... Okay, I'm gonna go a little far ahead. There's two main problems with this movie. One is that they say a line that fucks everything up and removes all the tension from the movie.
Tom Cruise
which
is
where,
on the edge of tomorrow.
Yeah. Which is where the Angel for Dunn says, hey, this is when I lost my power. And then I went, oh, so until that happens to him, nothing matters.
Okay.
And, like, nothing interesting happened. And then it happens, and I went, oh, there's 50 minutes of the movie left. We are so far from the ending that there is no way he is going to fail. they weren't at the place yet. They didn't get the guys yet. They didn't get to the place. And I'm like, that's too far. If they were, like, at the place, like, much closer to their goal, I would, like, okay,
Yeah.
He's out of resets. It's you know, do or die. But no, we still get like the copter. What is he not going to get the car? They not get there.
That was my big thing.
There.
That was my big thing. Was that whole thing where he was like, we can't get past the copter. Every time you turn on this helicopter, the thing comes and kills you. No matter what I do.
Yeah.
Yet he goes there and then he flies that same helicopter? Does it just not attack when he turns it on?
Well, I have an answer for this. Before he goes alone. And when he's suiting up, he says, give me a bunch of more clips and a bunch of more grenades and an extra battery. So his
they imply that he kills all the aliens in the field, so they can't...
Why couldn't he do that with her being with him?
Shut up.
They don't have enough... there means he doesn't give him the extra ammo and batteries. No matter what, I guess.
Sure. He's got to do it on his own until he doesn't. It's another lesson he has to learn. He's like, I can do everything on my own, and it's completely fruitless. What I was wondering is how many times he still took the helicopter after learning how to fly it to the dam after she died, and was like, all right, I'm just gonna scope this out a little bit. Well, that looks like a good entrance. Boom.
There's a lot of helicopter plot holes in this movie. Like later when they go to pair, they like make this big deal about getting J Squad on their side to like help them out. And then they're like, we gotta get the helicarrier to get to Paris, and then they just do it.
Mm-hmm.
They can't show loops, right? Because it's the power. But like, they don't even show them getting. They're just like, no, they get the helicopter. Shut up. Yeah. We don't have time to explain the helicopter. There's 8 of them. They just get it. Shut up. Like, come on, movie. Fuck you.
2 of them died getting the helicopter, but we don't need to show that.
Did they? I thought they didn't start dying until they got there.
I'm just joking.
I haven't seen The Eternals, but this felt like The Eternals.
Oh, that has to be so much worse.
Where, like, even if they had time to introduce people, there was too many people. Like, they get to pair. It's like, all right, the squad of 50 dudes is here. Oh, like, half of them are dead. Oops.
You can introduce people but also, wonderfully. Didn't you see Bullet Train?
Also,
fine.
This movie doesn't really care. Like, it doesn't have any illusions of, like, they want you to care of these other people. It's Emily Blunt and Tom Cruise.
They kind of do.
They should.
Like, at the end, they're like, hey, it's J-Squad time. We're going to talk to each of them a little just so you can remember their personality.
Yeah.
5 seconds.
I think they
wanted to, and then they're just like, eh, fuck it.
I really wanted them.
The problem with the Eternals is that it's 13 Tom Cruise characters.
Oof.
Oh, they're all fighting for screen time. I kind of want to see an action movie with like 10 Liam Neesons or like 10 Vin Diesels.
Okay, the Expendables.
I guess, yeah, I haven't seen the Expendables.
Oh, shit.
I know what it is. It's like the action movie and all action movies of all the action movie dudes, right?
It's just all of them.
Is it a parody? Is it self-aware?
Not at all. There's like 5 of them. Come on.
Yeah.
This ain't no Naked Gun or Lethal Weapon or
I know. I should just look at the people who's in it and be like, okay, yeah, there's no way this is a parody.
It's not, but they're fun. I'll watch them for the podcast someday. I think Adam Sandler's old enough to be in them now.
I thought you were going to say, I think Adam Sandler was in one of them.
Gobbledygoo, I'm going to punch you.
Like 9 serious action heroes and also Adam Sandler.
And he's trying to play it cool.
He's like the MacGuffin scientist guy, right? They have to ask to like the place.
Excuse me, Adam Sandler, a scientist?
He's like a goofy scientist. He invented like the thing that they're fighting accidentally.
Flubber.
He's like, whoopsie doodles.
Flubber, yes, they're fighting flubber.
They're all like, oh, we gotta get this asshole to the machine so he can work his magic.
Oh, sorry, Ash built another monster in your Expendables car.
They have an Expendables car. They have an Expendamobile.
They probably have
a matching motorcycles.
Oh, yeah, they're like a biker gang.
No joke, I think they have... What's the Blackbird from X-Men? Like their own.
Sure. Yeah. That's what I was gonna say. Spaceship.
I feel like that premise can't live up to it.
No, of course not. But it tries really hard and blows a lot up. So I did have questions at this point when she's talking about when she lost her power. I was like, how'd you know you lost your power?
They took all the blood out of...
I know.
It's Tom Cruise says later, like, I feel it. Like, I don't have the powers anymore.
They knew people were going to ask that, and that's why they covered their asses on that. It's a good sci-fi, because I was like, if your only power is coming back from the dead, and you're like, I lost my power, do you think you're dead right now? Like, did you die and come back and be like, this is the last one? And it's not.
I feel like if you have alien blood in you, you can, like, feel it if you think about it.
Sure. But then I was like, what if she just won and lived through that day with the constant knowledge that someday, decades from now, hopefully, when she's old and retired and she dies in bed peacefully, she'll fucking wake up at the Battle of Verdunsk or whatever her repeat day was?
Better loop movie, like a person that gets loop powers and lives their entire life, and they come back with all the knowledge of an old lady. And
like, every time they die, they come back and they've just been doing it for thousands of years.
Oh, yeah. We're not talking about living the same day, Groundhog style.
Like, you live
anymore.
Your whole lifetime.
Yeah, yep.
Well, but it's all varying lifetimes, right? Because, like, sometimes they'll die early, sometimes
exactly,
they'll...
sure, yeah. It changes because of the choices they make. Or it can stay the same, who knows? I've had 85 good marriages. better sci-fi movies coming up with them. I
want to watch The Edge of Tomorrow, where they have to recruit people into, like, getting alphas.
I really want the Time Squad.
Yeah.
And I don't want to give away too much. It was such a popular movie. I just rewatched it. Or I just watched it for the first time. Tenet, the one that came out during the pandemic.
Uh-huh.
Fucking amazing. It was so much fun, and there's a Time Squad in it, and you should watch it.
Sure.
Okay.
It's not a Groundhog's Day situation. There's Groundhog's Day
time
elements,
travel.
And they do the time travel really, really well. The cinematography is fucking amazing.
Well, it's Nolan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's to be expected.
I'm not a Batman fan. I mean, I watched him in
theaters. I know, but I'm just saying, like, you know that the dude knows how to compose a shot.
But forwards and backwards is what I'm saying in this one. It's so good. I think his turning point in this is when he steals a motorcycle and goes into London to a pub and realizes that if he doesn't do anything, because the aliens find him in town.
Yeah.
They're just going to kill everyone. He realizes this truly is humanity's last stand, I think.
Well, I think that's whenever he realized that the aliens are hunting him, right?
I don't think it is. I don't think it's personal, no.
I think it is, because there was a line that the alphas were, like, searching for him, and that, like, whenever...
Oh, I didn't catch that.
Yeah, because she says, like,
he starts
eventually
getting
they
vision,
figure it out when you have the visions.
Okay. Whenever you got the visions, that means they're closing in on you.
Gotcha. And he was having the visions at this point, because...
I think if the alpha ever killed him, it would have been, like, game over for real.
It did almost. The first time he took the helicopter, we saw him take it to the dam where he thought the mother brain was. He gets cut by the alpha, and it knows not to kill him. It knows to just bleed him out. Because he dies, like, he crawls into a space and gets crushed by
rocks
and water.
He kills himself. Yeah, he kills himself.
Environmental damage. But, yeah. It knows that it has to bleed him out and stop him slowly and kill him that way. So, yeah, you're right. They're hunting him. I'm not sure in this part I didn't get that. Josh, did you? That they were hunting him in London? I just thought the attack...
I took that scene as, like, he'd been... Like, that's on his off loops where he just wants to go chill, have a beer.
Oh,
yeah. Because he just kind of walked to the bridge like he knew that they were going to come there and just went, okay, take me, and then he just dies.
I really like that interpretation. That's, like, his Saturday. He's like... All right, I've had 5 hardcore loops on the beach. It's time for the weekend. It's time to go have a beer at O'Neill's or whatever.
Yeah, time to go get
Time to have that old man call me a coward.
It really stung him when the old man did. He's
time.
Like, bro, I'm just on my day off. Sometimes I go here. Sometimes I go to the library. I've read all the books. Because he has to have been here for so long.
Who do you think was doing it longer, him or...
It's so debatable because they're skill-based things, I think. Like, what's harder?
I feel like he got way more skills.
In Groundhog's Day?
No, he in this one.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's varied.
Yeah, because they
learn to play piano and ice sculpt, or you can learn to use a chainsword and be like a Warhammer badass.
They show a lot of montage of him
and fly a helicopter.
Yeah,
and become a combat medic, and learn how to fight, and.
For and, sure. Like, at the battlefield, I know the movements of every single that we'll encounter to get us across the entire battlefield to get us to the car.
Right.
Like,
right.
Yeah, I think he did more than my Groundhogs did.
I want to see the cut scenes of Bill Murray taking karate. Like, he goes into the karate class
I don't believe he can remember it all, though.
Oh, no?
Like, Groundhog's Day, he's, like, you know, learning skill. Was right. Like, I can believe that he learned how to combat, but I don't believe that he memorized, like, the position of every enemy on the battlefield and told M. Blunt, and also she remembered.
The way that this movie... The way that this movie portrayed it, I think that that's how it went. Like, yeah. He's like, alright, here's the battle, here's the battle day.
But Emily Blunt, like, remembered all of it in one day, because they show a scene, it's like, okay, now I'll go here, then I'll go here, then... Here and like what she gets debriefed in 1 hour.
No, yeah. I'm thinking
because she's done this before.
Yeah, because she's actually a badass.
I guess she has like a memory, like a steel trap. I guess that's believable.
I don't think he's remembering everything on the battlefield. I took it as more of like playing a Soulsborne game where you're like, I need to make it from point A to point B, and I know at one point three enemies are going to, like, rush
But they show scenes point. Where he's
no,
just
they
like,
were,
okay, duck,
they
now
were
wait.
Definitely mapping out the movements, like, play-by-play of, like, this is happening here, this is happening there, we gotta duck, we gotta take two steps to the right and then look behind us.
He was so much more meticulous than that, you're right. He's like, shoot
And then
up,
they get to the trailer
left.
Park
yeah.
And he's like, I've tried all these cars but two of them.
Oh my god.
And then, you know, I've tried every farmhouse tactic except leaving.
Wow. Yeah, he was here a little longer than Bill Murray, I think.
I think so. I think of the two that were trapped in these loops, he was in here
now,
longer.
The power suit offers a great answer to a question I had, because you can learn a lot of knowledge, but a lot of those skills that Bill Murray and Tom Cruise are doing are going to be physical and muscle memory, especially Tom Cruise. Like, Bill Murray's are much more intellectual. Bill or Tom Cruise, he's slipping and sliding. He's like got the body of a news reporter before this, and by the end, he knows how to use it. Luckily, he has the power armor. I think that's the only way he can compensate not actually growing any muscle mass during the course of this.
Yeah. Do you think that he took like a year's worth of loops just to do the push-ups every day?
Do you think it would matter if it's resetting? Your body's resetting. I don't think.
Yeah, his body resets every time, but his brain doesn't. Huh.
That's the worst part.
Yeah. Kind of weird.
Well, the power suit. The power suit's the answer.
The power suit solves it. Yeah.
The power suit solves it. I love how the action is shot in this and how they're using, like, power slides and bouncing all over the place in these power suits once they learn how to
use
them. Is
there a game of this? Because this feels like it should have been a video game.
It does feel like that. And the reason it feels like the action is so good and gritty, this came from a manga, a graphic novel called All You Need Is Kill by Hiroshi Sakurazaka.
Same.
And... It looks pretty cool. I need to hunt it down and read it. I'm very interested. I think that's why we have a lot of characters that aren't fleshed out, is because it was a book. And I bet that's way more Starship Troopers.
I imagine they took a lot of liberties.
Well, yeah.
Like
yeah.
It's like, oh, it's a, you know, it's a time loop in a wartime invasion. Okay, we're just going to run with that.
I'm sure the alien invasion thing...
Maybe like, the elf and the way the aliens.
I feel like the power suits were probably in it.
Power suits are usually a given in this genre of like space marine.
Mm.
They find out that the head alien is not at the dam. It's in Paris. It is under the Louvre.
It tricked them, I guess.
Or here's my question. Does it know Because it knows. It knows about the resets. So the only ones that I remember are the Alphas, the Mother Brain, and Tom Cruise. It's like, hey, someone's foiling us. We were doing really well with all these resets. Every time we were increasing, now we're in the red.
I guess that's why, like, when you see the vision, I guess it's choosing to project fake visions.
Yeah, it's like, we need to get our ass out of here and get somewhere safe. Something like that. It's definitely protecting itself.
Wasn't there some line or something when they were talking with the scientist dude who somehow knows about all these things?
He researches them.
The government really shouldn't have fired him. I did not like that scene where they go back to the sergeant and get the weapon.
Where they talk about, like, these things go to planets and they don't activate until something tries to fight them or something.
I think that starts the loop, is once an alpha's killed, yeah.
Well, but the alphas can loop constantly.
Well, the mother brain loops is what is...
Yeah.
So I think what causes the loop is an alpha being killed. Like, by the first...
Yeah, I think they mentioned that, like, that's what triggers the loop.
Uh-huh.
But I just mean, like, how they, like, they also, like... Wasn't there a line of it being, like, that they come here and that's why they got called mimics, was because they mimic
how people...
He seemed to know a little too much about how they've been to other planets. It's apparently...
It seems like speculation.
Something, yeah, there was something. But also, like I said, I was kind of falling asleep at bits, so I wasn't sure if I was, like, dreaming parts of this movie.
I think he's a theoretical biologist. he has studied them more than anybody else, though, so I guess we have to take his word for it.
Sure.
They go to the Louvre. All hell breaks loose. They lose this entire team almost immediately.
Yep.
We are meant to feel for them because we've seen them in previous loops. We've seen them die on the beach a whole bunch of times already, but this time we know it won't be reset.
Until that pantsless guy gets smushed by a helicopter a bunch of times.
Over and over and over. You think he could have been like one of the mornings, hey, when you get on the beach, just walk 40 feet to the side.
Just don't stop moving once you get on the beach.
Or did he? And every time, it's like a Twilight Zone, that plane hits that guy, and he's like, I have no idea why. I can't explain.
He saved him one time.
Oh, and then he got smushed.
No, and then he did it again, and he saved both of them.
Oh, I didn't know he saved both of them. Okay, good.
But then he died to something else later on.
Sure.
Oh, I think it was Emily Blunt took his battery, because he, like, went up to talk to her, and she, like, took his battery and left him there, and the thing just came and killed him.
That was pretty funny. The deaths are really fun, how he's always jarred awake in different ways. I like that. And most times it's Emily Blunt. She's like, oh, you broke your leg? Let's start over. Blam.
Yeah, the training montage with her I thought was pretty funny.
That was good. The giant spinning spike blades from the ceiling, though, seems really specific and odd to devote an entire bunker.
Well, because they have to fight against whirling arm monsters.
That's the closest to CG they could get.
That's the closest approximation.
Yes. All right. Yes.
And Emily Blunt's just doing yoga in the middle of it at the beginning of the movie, and there's like 40, 50 guys watching her. Uh-huh. Like, find somewhere else. Go run laps or whatever. PT, they called it.
I can imagine. I've never been in the military, but I can only imagine that's kind of what it's like for...
Women in the military?
Women in the military. I would have
Same
to guess.
Hell day over and over and over.
I'm just like trying to do your exercises and people crowding around you watching.
So he blows up the mother brain. His blood and its blood mix. They have a good old time. He gets blasted even further into the past because it's the stronger, more condensed mother brain blood.
I also wrote a joke where it was like Tom Cruise was asking her why, like, why didn't you just go, like, tell the sergeant or something? She's like, I did, and every time I went, I ended up in a psychiatric ward getting dissected, and Tom Cruise could have just been like, well, I'm a man.
Yeah. He'll listen to me, which he does. That's why I don't like that scene when he gives him the gun. He's like, I've never got this far. Could I just please have it? And the guy's like, oh, I don't know why, but I'll trust you. It's like, oh, come on. That's such a cop out.
Yeah.
Like, he worked so hard to get in here, and then he's just like, please.
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 I wish we had more of the scene getting, or like where they do the like exact movements to like get her, the people. Like,
that
I
was
expecting more of
fun.
That.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah. That really well choreographed kind of timing stuff. Or did the people not even care, and that's his first time, and he's just fucking with Emily Blunt, and they're like, why is he spinning her through the halls?
Austin, I had an idea for a good Groundhog's Day movie.
What's that?
Ocean's 11.
Yeah, a heist movie? Like an interdimensional heist.
Oh, that's cool. Like, they have to get... Like
it keeps resetting until
sequence.
They get it right.
Yeah. I guess that's kind of like a holodeck kind of thing. There were recently 11 surgeons that were working on this one surgery to like take a conjoined twin apart.
Mm-hmm.
And
I saw that story.
Yeah, they all practiced with like AR and VR technology, and it was just very sci-fi, very Star Trek. It was successful, but they could go in and like they could test it out, like almost like Groundhog's Day kind of thing before actually performing it. So yeah, it's kind of holodecky if you can be like, this is exactly what's going to happen. But those have to be very controlled situations without actually controlling the future, like one of these mother brains.
Yeah.
And he got out. He gets blasted back to right before he meets the sergeant that gives him the mission to go film on the beach.
And then, but, right, so the day before whoever he pissed off was going to ruin his life.
Yeah.
The person we got disappointed because the war ended. They're like, oh man, I'm going to fuck up this dude's life with this war. And then the war was over.
And he doesn't know that it's that dude that stopped it before it even happened.
Mm-hmm.
Is this Top Gun? The middle of Top Gun? Like
Between Top Gun and Maverick?
Yeah. I'm demoting you to officer and putting you in the alien war, sir.
Is this a sequel to the Tomorrow War or whatever the hell?
Oh god,
that is.
Don't even bring that up.
With Chris Pratt,
the Amazon Prime movie that makes no goddamn sense. Talk about a sci-fi movie with plot holes through it. All right, I think we've got to that time. I will get to the parental section. Don't worry. But
good.
Let's do some recommendations first. Gotta have dinner before you eat dessert. Josh,
who are you passing it to?
You just gonna pass on it?
No, I said who are you passing it to?
No, I thought you were like,
you
I'm
passing
gonna pass
the recommendation
on it.
To.
Josh, would you recommend this being your first time seeing Edge of Tomorrow? Would you recommend somebody watches it?
No, it doesn't. Like, it falls super flat. It has a kind of cool. Of doing the loop and like comp, but like I said, it says that law, and where it's like, then I lost my power, and you immediately know that like none of the loops are dangerous, and like nothing's gonna happen, and then, you know, he you know loses his powers way too far out, so you know he's not gonna fail,
mm-hmm.
So it's just like really predictable, boring, and they introduce all these cool characters that they do nothing with. And yep, and they didn't pick a lane either, right? Like, be comedy or be serious, and they kind of try to straddle in between both, and they don't really do either well. So, you know, I don't know. It's kind of just a mess.
That
so,
being
no,
said,
I
are you excited for our final movie on the list, Happy Death Day?
No, not really. I don't know. I know a little bit more that one than the other two, but not. Enough. Like, I know, like, about a girl who, like, is in, like, a slasher flick, except she resets or whatever, and I assume she has to try to kill the slash something to break the loop. So, like, I don't know how that's gonna be fun.
Okay.
Like, maybe I'm wrong, I hope. And, like, I know it's some sort of, like, horror Groundhog's Day movie, I know that much,
yes,
but
I'll give you that. It is a horror take on the Groundhog's Day.
I don't see how that's gonna be fun. Like, maybe we'll get some cool kills.
Maybe.
I guess. Like, cool squibs and effects and stuff. But I'm I no one's done this loop thing correct yet, so I don't know that any of them have done it well.
The bad guy in Happy Death Day is also one of these CGI mimics, oddly enough.
No, it's a real person. Fuck you. No way. I actually don't know who the bad guy is in Happy Death Day, but fuck you, no, it's not a CGI.
It's just a
thing.
Big CGI starfish.
I would be... No, because if it's CG, if it's a stupid CG horror movie, that means they're not going to show it, right? It's going to be like Alien,
you
right?
Wish.
Where they just show like
Alien
a weird shadow monster sneaking
bro.
Up on
They
her.
Show bad shit all the time ever since the 90s.
I don't know. But it's like a slashery horror, right? What, they're going to show like a weird CG alien killing every time? That's lame. Like, I guess if she's like, okay, now it's a weird CG alien, now I got to figure out how to kill a weird CG alien in a high school campus or
yes,
a college
now,
campus
now
or wherever
talking.
It is. And she has to, like, home alone a bunch of school supplies in a classroom together, like, beat a weird CG monster. Okay,
yeah,
fine.
There's one alpha left. And it's in a high school in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And his name is Chad.
And she has to convince all of her frenemies to, like, help her in the span of a day.
You used to be a nerd. I know that in the seventh grade you wet your pants on that field trip with Adam Sandler. And, like, she gets to convince all the popular kids that she's telling the truth. Yeah.
Oh, man, that would be amazing if it's just a bunch of comedy, like, actors. It's like The Expendables, but with comedy actors and, like, a CG slasher.
all right, Justin, your second time going through the loop of Edge of Tomorrow. Also known as Live, Die, Repeat, Edge of Tomorrow, by the way.
Glad I didn't know that subtitle going into this. That would have ruined it.
I thought that was a tagline, not a subtitle.
No, it is the title, and Edge of Tomorrow
it's,
appears
it's an
to
alternate
be the subtitle.
Title.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is a line on the poster. It's also apparently known as an alternate title for
I see.
Movie.
Parts of it are okay. Some of the action's okay. I really dislike the look of the monsters. Like, them being all over the screen constantly and looking how stupid that they do kind of, like, ruined a lot of it for me. Mm-hmm. If they had, like, good monster design, I feel like it would have... edged this over
into
tomorrow.
I forgot that the monsters looked like this. I must have blocked it out. I just thought they were big bugoid things.
I would have taken big bugoid things. These were literally just ill-defined shapes.
This is just CGI nonsense. The same thing we see in every big budget AAA movie these days, like Marvel movies, DC movies. It's the cloud of nonsense.
They're kind
of
like Transformers, like in mid-Transformers.
Yeah, you're right.
I do enjoy when Tom Cruise gets the air taken out of him a little bit, and it's not just completely serious.
Yeah.
And I do think he can be funny, like you said, whenever he's playing off people. 100%. Specifically, like, he can't be alone and be funny. And some of the action set pieces were good. There were parts of it that I liked. I liked the concept. And some of the world building I thought was okay and pretty cool, but overall I'd say no.
Yeah,
it's got really bad pacing, especially like in the middle. That middle part when they go to the freaking farmhouse for like 30 minutes.
It drags.
They show them
like,
driving the 7 hours.
Screeches the movie to a halt for nothing.
Uh-huh.
Just so they can justify them kissing. Just so they can justify them kissing at the end of the movie. I'm like, just have them kiss at the end of the movie and not have this, because this is terrible.
Exactly. So, being my movie, you know, I'm a fan of the Tom Cruise sci-fi movies, but going back and watching some of them, I gotta say I'm more of a fan the first time. I like this more than Minority Report. That one was so gray and dark and dismal and depressing. This one has a lot of good action in it. It drags. It drags in the middle. Yeah. But I'm still gonna recommend it. It's got a fun,
really.
It's got a fun sci-fi premise, and I enjoyed the watch through this time. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't find it slogging too much. It wasn't too long.
Two hours, dude. It was like an hour and 55
like
minutes.
It felt like a long movie to me, but...
Like, even if they had cut the farm scene, it would have been long.
Cut the farm scene, and I'm in 100%. Right now, it's a very tentative recommend.
It's a close for me, because it is, I think, fun, but... Like I said, if it had any, like, if they had put any thought into the design for the monsters, I would think it would be pushed over to recommend for me.
Yeah. 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 That's my one recommend, is the monsters could have been way better. Even if you go really simplistic, like we talked about Attack the Block, just a solid black shape for a monster, but way more original than anything in this. This is CGI nonsense. A tumbleweed made out of, like, octopus arms.
Yeah, it was... And it was, like, kind of glitchy looking when it moved. It was
maybe that's because they're slightly out of phase with us, because they can manipulate time. I don't care. It's not good
on screen. It can be a cool concept that you could work with, but it did not... They didn't execute it well.
All right. For the parental guide on IMDb, Edge of Tomorrow, for sex and nudity, we are at a mild... There are jokes and conversations, but nothing is shown on screen. A man mentions that somebody fights with his balls out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We see his ass.
Yeah, we see his ass. That's the next one. two sexual jokes are given. That's a weird way of putting that. Man and woman kiss.
Ooh, gotta give that warning.
Yep. Violence and gore, we are at a moderate.
I'm glad that they're doing that.
Yeah. Oh, not just pointing out, pointing out kisses.
Yeah. You know, definitely. Fair play.
Yep.
If you're gonna be mad at kisses, be mad at all kisses.
Be mad at all the kisses. Here, have you seen? We're not mad at kisses, and that's a stance I'm willing to take.
Sure.
Josh, are you mad at kisses? You take this stance?
I guess I appreciate that it's there for the people that are mad at kisses. But okay. I'm not mad at kisses in general.
Okay, good to hear. I'm glad we're all on the same page. there's a lot that just talks about mild gore. The face melting scene was kind of cool.
Oh, when he gets aliened.
You know what? This was PG-13. Also, give me an R rating. Like, blow some boogers up on the battlefield. This is a wartime movie where they're fighting aliens. Give me a wartime. Like, R. A hard R.
Or keep your rating and make it a comedy. Like just.
But also, Austin, if they give it, they're not going to make a movie like this R.
That's what I'm saying. This is,
the concept of this movie is like, oh yeah, we want teenagers to see this.
Profanity, you have to listen to the way they wrote this. It's wonderful. One instance of fuck, but it's not completely finished when the character says it on screen. It's interrupted. Oh. Four uses of shit. Here, a handful of ass. Is my favorite way anybody's ever written anything on here.
Full of ass.
Ass is in parentheses, like it's used a handful of times, but
it's
written in profanity section of IMDb, a handful of ass.
Someone's getting a little funny with the parental
guidelines.
They're
getting a little cheeky, bitch and bastard. Alcohol, drugs, and smoking, we're at a mild. There's one moment where another character asks if another has been drinking. But he's not drunk at all. I thought he was. I totally thought, hey, I know where there's whiskey at 9 a.m. He was pretty drunk. At one point, the main character is seen drinking beer in a bar and one mention of wine.
Oh no.
Frightening and intense scares were at moderate several times throughout the films. It repeats, for example. Like, I guess that's scary to somebody. The mini deaths of the protagonist might be frightening. The first death of the character... is very frightening because his face gets melted by alien blood, and there are several alien jump scares throughout the film. This has been Have You Seen, covering Edge of Tomorrow from 2014. I'm Austin.
I'm Josh.
I'm Justin.
Hey guys, have you seen